Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Welcome back. You're still listening to your weekly wellness radio. Let's Talk About It for Imperial and Mexicali Valley. We are brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services. We're glad you're still listening to us. And if you missed the first part, you can always access it on our podcast at KXORadio.com. We have a great show today. I'm your host, Maria Wyatt, and my co-host is Mr. Scott Dudley.
Thank you so much for joining us. And I work next door to Roberto and Manuel. So,
oh, it's true.
If you've got questions or comments, you can email us at wellnessradio.co.imperial.ca.us, and I will march my little body over with those questions for these guys. So we can get that. We are in the house with Imperial County Veterans Service Office. We are joined by Roberto Avila. He's the Veterans Service Officer. And Manuel Sanchez. He's the Veterans Outreach Representative. We're going to focus this segment on outreach. We're going to talk about, in particularly in context with people who may be too scared, maybe too hurt, maybe too distressed, maybe too confused, maybe
proud.
A big factor sometimes, to seek out and get the benefits that they've earned.
Yes.
Welcome back.
That's the word, Manuel. Earned.
All right. Well, thank you for having me here. And again, I'm a veteran service outreach representative, and we've been reaching out to the community.
You're pretty young. Desert Storm, right? That's you, right?
Yes. No. I'm a Vietnam veteran rep. I'm a Vietnam veteran. I was in country, and my job there was I was a scout dog handler. I was a walking point. I was there 9.5 months looking for booby traps, ambushes, and tripwires. I worked out of Benoit, and I was with a 34th Scout Dog Platoon, the Iron Horse, the first calf. And I used to see them all the time on the movies, you know, fighting the Indians. But in any case, I moved around throughout the country on a helicopter, and I was inserted into my designated function, which was to look for booby traps, ambushes, tripwires, that sort of thing.
Dangerous.
I'm thinking John Wayne Green Beret.
No, not exactly, but nonetheless, it was an experience. Yes.
There's nothing to compare to it. For us that were never in armed conflict, for those who were not in Vietnam, it's not like we can watch Apocalypse Now and really get a feel for this.
It is different. But I have to admit to you that I think it must have been about a good 10, maybe 12 years after I had left the military, and I thought I would be okay, and I went to see the movie Apocalypse Now, and Lord and behold, yes, I was having flashbacks for a whole week. And that's when I realized that I should kind of not see those kind of movies too much, you know. But as time has gone by, things have gotten better, and I'm very grateful for working with the veterans because I find it to be very therapeutic for me as well. We have something in common, and when we sit down and talk, we can really relate to each other versus having somebody who hasn't been there or never experienced a
fear for your life.
Yes.
You know, that fear for your life.
That's
that it's
correct.
That, you know, you're so far away from home and your loved ones, and, you know, you never know.
Yes.
Tomorrow, you're hoping that you'll be alive, that you have a tomorrow, but you never know.
That's right. And anything can happen. The Lord is big, and here we are. I never thought I would live this long, to be honest with you, but here I am. And I'm glad because I'm helping out or working with other veterans who've gone through experience.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on KXO AM 1230 radio. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.